Okay, we are up to Simen Reish Dalid. Sif Aleph is a long sif. We'll make a couple of haros. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they make a shahakol on food that was niskalkel, that was a ruin, spoiled. So the Beis Yosef writes that this is if it was slightly spoiled, niskalkel ktsas. But if it was totally gross, then you don't make a bracha at all. So the question is, what exactly is the shear? How do you define that? If you like a look at Dirshu note 2 from Shlomo Zalman, he says, the pshat is, if it's nechal al yidei atchak, then you make a shahakol. In other words, something that you would eat normally, that's the proper bracha, dama, mizonos, hamotzi. Something that you only eat b'shas atchak. What does it mean? It means it's not at all pleasurable, but you're hungry, you have nothing else to eat. So then you'd make a shahakol. So he says, therefore, lamashal, let's say you put a little too much salt in something, right? A little too much sugar in something. It doesn't taste very good. You would still make the proper bracha. That's not nechal al yidei atchak. You're eating that shalal yidei atchak. If you mamish put in so much salt that it's only nechal al yidei atchak, then you'd make a shahakol. I think what he's sort of getting at is that nowadays, there are exceptions to this, but most people will not eat something if it's only nechal al yidei atchak. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of food, and if this is something that is only edible al yidei atchak, then you're just not going to eat it. You'll throw it out. So therefore, typically, if you're willing to eat it, then you would make a hadama or a mizonos or whatever the proper bracha is. If it's so bad that it's only nachal al yidei atchak, most people nowadays would just throw it out. Not everybody. Now, my grandfather, there'd be food, and I think everybody else would say it's spoiled, and he would eat it and say, this is delicious, right? So for him, he could not tolerate throwing anything out.
This used to be my simbachol yom in the Hefker tables, and we're not so far removed.
No, I think anything that people eat from the Hefker table is shalal yidei atchak. You know, my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, and for him, throwing out food was a horrible idea. So there are things that he would probably make a shahakal on. I think for all of us, most likely, if we're willing to eat it, then it's, you make the regular bracha. Yeah, you know, there are some people nowadays that are also like this, but I think that's the typical. Okay, an interesting question comes up over here about the bracha on cinnamon. So if we look at the end of Sif Aleph, it says, K'mon mevarach shahakol. Now, the Magen Avraham points out, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that this is true even if they're misukim l'chech. In other words, I guess you suck on cinnamon, it's a nice flavor. Still, you make a shahakol. But why, if it has a nice flavor? So the Magen Avraham says, D'latayma vida v'lo l'achila. Because cinnamon is a spice, meaning to say it's meant to flavor. It's not meant to eat. So the question is, why is this different than pilpul and retivta, let's say? We know pilpul and retivta, the bracha is either hadama, that's the way we paskin, based off of the Rambam, or other Rishonim say it's even ha'etz, right? It's either ha'etz or hadama. It's not a shahakal. Why don't we say it's l'tayma avida? So the Prima Gadim writes, you have to say about pilpul and zangvil, when they're ratuv, when they're moist, that those are also iksas lachila. In other words, something that's l'tayma vida v'lo lachila, that's always a shahakol, even if it has a nice taste to it, like cinnamon. But something that's also lachila, like ginger, right? Right? People eat that ginger, you know, with the sushi, right? I guess that's probably like zangvil retivta, right? So people eat it. Some people like that ginger. I like that ginger. So that, I guess, would be hadama. But a cinnamon stick, nobody eats cinnamon sticks. And therefore, it's a shahakal, even though it does have a nice flavor. That's the view of the Magen Avraham. Tzarchian exactly, maybe sometimes how to be magdir it, but that's what he says. Now, the Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin that a similar type of svara, that something that's latayma, that's a nafkamina, tavlin velo ochal, right? But the Rambam actually has a different position. The Rambam writes, anything that's tavlin velo ochal, there is no bracha. The Rambam writes that about pilpulin and zangvil that are yavesh. Why don't you make a bracha on pepper? Rambam says it's because it's tavlin velo ochal. L'chora then, according to the Rambam, if you ate cinnamon or sucked on cinnamon, you wouldn't make any bracha because it's tavlin velo ochal. And the truth is that's the view of the Bach. The Bach says that when the Shulchan Aruch over here says on kamon, you make a shahakol, he says, you know what that's talking about? Mirkachan. You mixed it with sugar or something like that. But if you had plain cinnamon, no bracha, like the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham rejects this. He paskins, no, that the reason why you don't make ha'etz or hadama is not a reason not to make a bracha, because lemaisa, you're enjoying it. You're nene from the sweet taste or the spicy taste, the pleasurable taste of the cinnamon. So of course you have to make a bracha. It's just you don't make a ha'etz or hadama, you make a shahakal. According to the Rambam, I guess, pilpul and retivta would be considered ochel and not tavlin. Therefore, pilpul and retivta gets a bracha, as opposed to pilpul and yavesh, it's a tavlin. So, according to the Rambam, the kitzer, and this is what the Bach paskin, so maybe a little differently, according to the Rambam, any spice would be a no bracha. And according to the Magen Avraham, a pleasant spice like cinnamon would be a shahakol, and an unpleasant spice like a dry pepper is no bracha. Now, according to the Rambam, I have a question. So the Rambam says, whenever you have something that's a tavlin, you don't make a bracha. So we know the bracha is on salt as a shahakol, right? So what's the difference between a spice and a salt? Right, we sort of think of salt and spices in the same way, right? You have a food, it's very bland. You pour in some salt, you pour in some pepper, delicious, right? So why do we treat salt differently? So maybe the answer is that tavlin, and I think we might have alluded to this in this shir, but now we're going to be mosif a little bit. What the Rambam means by tavlin is things that give flavor without actually being consumed, generally speaking, like cinnamon sticks or cloves or peppercorns, right? Let's say you flavored your food with cinnamon sticks and cloves and peppercorns. Do you eat those? No. You flavor the food with these things, right? You cook the food with the cinnamon sticks. Then you take the cinnamon sticks typically and you throw them out. In other words, they impart flavor to the food, but you don't eat them. You just eat their tom. So therefore, those are tavlin, and they don't get a bracha. They're not food. Mashain came salt. It's not like when you want to salt food. It's not like you put the salt in, you cook it, and then you take the salt out and you throw it out. Right? If you did that, then it wouldn't be salty. Salt flavors by melting into the food. So therefore, salt is a food. It's not tavlin below ochel. It's ochel. And therefore, the Rambam writes that on salt you make a shahakol, but on tavlin there would be no bracha. Now, according to the Rambam, it makes sense why you make a shahakol on vinegar. Not like, and we'll talk more about vinegar in a moment, but not like the Rush or the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rush and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch says plain vinegar, no bracha. The Rambam says vinegar, plain vinegar, shahakol. Why? Now, you use chometz to flavor food. That's true. But is it like salt or is it like cinnamon slash pepper slash cloves? It's like salt, right? You don't flavor the food with vinegar and then take it out. You eat the vinegar. It's an ingredient. It's not just a flavorol. So therefore, it makes sense that vinegar, shahakol, but tavlin are no bracha. And we should point out that nowadays most people don't use tavlin in this way. Most of the time when we use tavlin, you know, fancy chefs might still cook this way. Most people, what they do with their pepper is they grind it up and they don't take it out, right? They use ground cinnamon and they don't take it out, or ground cloves, they don't take it out. But the answer is I think that still fundamentally the way it's flavoring is through just flavor. It just happens to be that if you grind it up small enough, then it flavors without there being a need to take it out. But fundamentally, the fact is it works without actually eating the peppers, without actually eating the cinnamon sticks. That's how it imparts flavor. Okay, so now let's go back. So again, what's the bracha on cinnamon? So according to Rambam, no bracha. Let's say you're sucking on cinnamon, no bracha at all, because it's tavlin ve'eino ochel. And according to Magen Avraham, he doesn't hold it that svara. According to Magen Avraham, he holds of it to explain why it's not ha'etz or hadama, but it doesn't hold it this far and why it's not a shahakal. So according to the Magen Avraham, if you suck cinnamon, it would be a shahakal. We paskin. Now, why not ha'etz or hadama? Because lo nati in shi'adai tad hachli. It's meant not to be not to suck on. It's really meant to be a flavoring in food. It's meant to be a tavlin. So therefore, it's a shahakal. We paskin halacha like the Magen Avraham. So somebody enjoys sucking on the cinnamon sticks. We would say, I think you make a shahakal. Not like the Rambam. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the svara of lonati in shi'adai tad hachli, which comes up in our siman. So Gemara says that you make a shahakal on korah, on hearts of palm. Why? Lonati in shi'adai tad hachli. Now, is that the whole svara? In other words, is the only reason why you make a shahakal on hearts of palm because people don't plant the palm trees to eat the heart? So l'chora, there's machlokas over here. It's machlokas, we've shown him also, but you see it on our siman between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. According to the Magen Avraham, it's not enough that just lo nati in shi'adai tad hachli. Rather, it's because by taking the hearts of palm, you sort of wreck the tree a little bit. Because the heart of palm, what basically happens is if you don't harvest that heart, then it will harden into wood. So you're stunting the growth of the tree by harvesting the hearts of palm. And therefore, it's not just it happens to be lonati and shi'adai tad hachli, but rather the reason why lonati and shi'adai tad hachli is because it's going to wreck the tree. So what would be in a case like for the Magen Avraham, lonati and shi'adai tad hachli, but it's not mafsid the ilan? Then l'chora you should make hadama. Now, according to the Taz, it doesn't seem like he holds this way. Why? The Taz has the... I don't know these kids, sorry. The Taz, maybe she's downstairs. Oh, check the basement. Okay. According to the Taz, let's say you have fresh beans, right? So let's just give a little background, right? If you go to the store and you buy beans, you buy a lima beans, let's say. So these are hard beans. And what do? You cook them, like you put the beans into your challah, kidney beans, lima beans, or soup. And when you cook them, they become moist again and edible again. But theoretically, if you grew lima beans in your backyard garden, you could go ahead and just eat them fresh. You don't have to dry them out and then rejuvenate them through cooking. You could just eat them fresh. So the Taz says, here's the halacha. Let's say you go ahead and you have a garden and you grow lima beans. If you eat them fresh while they're still moist, you make hadama. But let's say I go to a farm and I get some fresh lima beans from a farm. Then the halacha is shahakal. Why? Because the farmer planted these lima beans to dry, right? These were meant, the farmer doesn't eat fresh lima beans. He grows to sell. The way you sell lima beans, somebody ever buys fresh lima beans? Nobody ever buys fresh kidney beans. The beans are all dried out and then sold as a dry good. So therefore, since it's lonati and shi'adai tad hachli, what's the bracha? Shahakal. So the same product is sometimes shahakal, like you get it from a farm, sometimes hadama, like you get it from a backyard garden. What's the difference, whether it's nati in shi'adai tad hachli or not? Just one second.
I think she came.
Okay. Trying to keep half the kids quarantined and half not is okay. Okay. I don't remember what we were talking about. Okay. Ah, I came just in time. Okay. So, lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. So again, according to the Taz, let's say the case of the kidney beans, the fresh kidney beans, what's the bracha? Shehakol. If they're from a farm. In other words, in this case, is the svara of mafsid relevant? No. Right? And still he applies the principle of lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. So what do we see? According to the Taz, we just use the svara of lo nati inchi adaita dehachi alone. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham, it's only in the case where it's in conjunction with Mafsid Ha'ilan. So how do we paskin? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Tes, he says we don't paskin like the Taz here. Now, does that mean we fully paskin like the Magen Avraham? Right, let's give an example. Let's say the case of hearts of palm. So over there, let's say you could harvest the hearts of palm without wrecking the tree. So l'chora, according to the Magen Avraham, it would be hadama. But according to the Taz, it would be shahakol if it's true that lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. So how would we paskin? So you take a look at the Shaar HaTzion, he writes, that when we reject the opinion of the Taz, that's because we don't hold of the svara of lo nati inchi adaita dehachi on the ikar pri. In other words, you can't say that on the kidney beans, lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, because you do plan to eat the kidney bean. It's true, you plan to eat it in one state and not the other. And he brings a raya from Simon Reish Ches by Kosis is Achita. The halacha is if your Kosis is Achita, you make a Hadama. Now, it's not Shayach the Svara of Lonati al Daite Dehachi, because you are planting it to eat. Still, you make Hadama. So therefore, certainly on the fresh kidney bean, you would make a Hadama. But maybe that's only because it's guf hapri. But if it wasn't guf hapri, then we don't accept the Magen Avraham svara. So it's not clear. Do you need mafsid ha'ilan? It happens to be that probably in the case of hearts of palm, that isn't relevant nowadays. Because hearts of palm, l'chor, it is not the inchi adaita dehachi nowadays. Nowadays they have farms full of palm trees, which are not the inchi adaita dehachi. So the pashtus is that he would make hadama regardless. So again, what do we have? We have three shitos, possible shitos. We have the opinion of the Magen Avraham that when does something become a shahakol? When A, lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, plus B, mafsid ha'ilan. We have the Taz who holds no. Anytime you consume something in a way that's different from the intention while planted, when it was planted, shahakol. We have potentially a middle view that accepts the Taz, but is mechalik between the Ikar Apri and something that isn't the Ikar Apri, like maybe we saw by Tzelef, right? When it comes to the Ikar Apri, so then you always make hadama, like kosis is achitin, or the fresh kidney beans. Whereas when it comes to something that isn't the Ikar HaPri, then maybe we wouldn't accept the Magen Avraham Shita. If it's lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, you would make a shahakol, even though it's not mafsid ha'ilan, and that is somewhat the mashmos of the Shaar HaTzion. Okay? But as I said, halach l'maisa, probably in the case of hearts of palm, that doesn't make a difference. There's an interesting discussion over here. If you take a look, at Shaar HaTzion, Siman Reish Dalet, Sif Katan Mem Hei, as well as the Dirshu, note 10, about the bracha on bran. Why is that an interesting question? So bran is the outer shell of the grain, which is generally seen as a type of psoas. Now, if you have something, what we call, let's say, whole wheat or whole grain, what they do in theory is that they take the, when they grind the grain, they don't remove the psoas, right? So it has, it's whole wheat because the psoas, the bran, is still there. The truth is that most whole wheat flours now, flour nowadays doesn't even do it. It separates the bran and then it grinds the flour, grinds the bran, and then puts it back in about 15% bran. Fancier flours keep it in the whole time, like King Arthur's. But one way or the other, that's not really relevant for us for now. So whole wheat flour has the bran in it. That's certainly Mizonos or Hamotzi or the like. The question that we're asking is something different. Let's say you eat the bran plain, right? Now, bran, a lot of people think is very healthy. It's full of fiber. So they don't just want whole wheat cookies or whole wheat cake, whole wheat bread. They want just bran, 100% bran. So what's the halacha? What bracha do you make on bran? So example of this would be all bran. All bran is a type of cereal. That's literally all bran. Now, all bran, if there's nothing else, would be gross. So it's sweetened and there's other stuff in it. But there's no other flour. Now, there's just no flour in it, just bran with some sugar or sweetener, some things to hold it together. But it's basically all bran. Kishmo kein hu. So what bracha do you make? So the pashtus is you make a shahakal on all bran. This is the view of Rav Moshe. It's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yudalid. That's if you look at the Psak of the Zos HaBrach on page 202, you make a shahakal on all bran. Now you should know that many bran flakes are actually mizonos, like raisin bran, because the bran flakes and raisin bran aren't like all bran. They are mixed, they're half flour, half bran. In other words, they have a higher percentage of bran than natural. Like we said, normally whole grain flour would be 15% bran. And raisin bran flakes, let's say the bran flakes are 50% flour, 50% bran, but it's still 50% flour. So those would certainly be a mizonos. So the pashtus is for all bran, and there are a number of cereals that are equivalent to this. The bracha is a shakal. Theoretically, if you just had plain bran, not with the cereal, not sweetened, like as a medicine, you probably wouldn't make any bracha. You can't really eat that though much. They put it into capsules when people want that. Then there would be no bracha. So again, all bran, pashta, shahakal. But there are some who are unsure if this is true anymore. Take a look at Dirshu Note 10, as I said. Some say maybe it's Hadama, Revel Yashiv. Some say maybe even Mizonos nowadays, Minchas Yitzchak, because it's normal to eat this. Lachamai said I would make a shahakal on all bran. Okay, another interesting question that comes up in our sif is atzitz she'enu nakov, as well as hydroponics. Hydroponics are actually becoming more and more popular. Since my father-in-law is here, I'll let you know that my brother-in-law, Menachem Grossman, has a hydroponic garden in his house. People like hydroponics because there's fewer issues of toluim. So if you have hydroponics grown at home, doesn't mean there's never toluim. You can still have flies and things, but it's less of an issue. And I actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I was going shopping, and the type of lettuce I usually would buy for my family wasn't available. But I happened to see they had hydroponics lettuce on sale. So I was thinking of buying it. But then I saw that you'd have to check it just like regular lettuce, according to the Star case. I didn't bother since it's much more expensive. But anyway, this shaila comes up. Yes.
Can Rabbi just be mefarish what hydroponics?
Hydroponics means it's grown not in in dirt, but in water. Hydro, like water. You put some chemicals into the water and it grows from water. So what's the halacha? So this is a new technology. But there is a discussion that is very relevant. Well, first of all, before we get into the discussion, now why is that relevant to our simin? So among other things, our simin paskins, they make a shahakal on mushrooms. And the Gemara explains on daf mem amud beis, because they're not grown from the ground, they're sort of nurtured or from the air. they may be attached to the ground, but you can't make a borei pri adama. The nutrients in mushrooms don't come from the ground. They come through the air. There's a discussion, what about the way mushrooms are grown now? But we're going to assume that's the same thing. So you might say, basically, that when do you make a hadama on things grown from the ground, when they're getting their nutrients from dirt? So not hydroponics. They would be similar to mushrooms, maybe. So before we get to a discussion about hydroponics, we have to go one step earlier, a related question, and that is the question of a bracha on something grown in an atzitz she'eno menukav, in a flower pot that has no holes on the bottom, or where it's separated from the ground. The Chai Adam Klal Nun Aleph, Os Yud Zayin, discusses this, and he says, you know, let's say you grow wheat in an atzitz she'eno menukav, the bracha is shehakol. Well, I can't say ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz, because it doesn't grow from the aretz. It's growing in a flower pot, even though there's dirt. Dirt is an aretz. It's dirt. It doesn't say ha'motzi lecha min ha'afar. Then you could say that bracha. It says ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz. This is not connected to the ground. Now, he says that you still make a birkas hamazon on it. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you can't make a ha'motzi. Maybe you'd think, okay, let me at least make hadama. She says, no, I don't think you can make hadama either. Why? Because it's not grown from adama, because it's not mechuber to the ground. That's called afar, not adama. And he brings an interesting rai from a gemara in Chulin Daf Kuflam the Tess. The gemara says, discusses the question of Shiluach HaKein over there. Let's say I run into Yosef, and I say, Yosef, you know, there's a bird's nest on your head. And look, there's an egg in it. So the gemara says, Shaila, do I do Shiluach HaKein on that bird? So from that Gemara, he says, we'll talk about the Raya in a moment. He says, you see from there that you can't even make Hadama. He says you could make maybe a Borei Pri Ha'etz, because it might be an Eitz if you have hydroponic tree. I don't know if they have those things, but not a Hadama, not a Hamotzi. Now, let's, first of all, interesting question. What about that Raya from Chulin by the bird's nest? So the halacha is actually you do shiluach hakein from the, if I see the nest on Yosef's head. Now the reason why that's a shaila is because the pasuk in shiluach hakein, I think it says the lashon of adama. In a pasuk, right? I have to double check. So it says Adama in the pasuk. So that's why it thinks that maybe you don't do Shiluach HaKein. And the Gemara concludes, actually, you do Shiluach HaKein. Why? Quotes a pasuk that says, V'adama al rosho. In other words, it has the shame Adama, even if it's on the head of a person. It doesn't say Afar al rosho. It says Adama al rosho. So you see, it has a shame Adama, and therefore you do Shiluach HaKein on the head of a person. So maybe I think also you can make a Borei Pri Adama. So the answer is, I think the way the Chai Adam is reading it is, no. Tak, if you have a potato growing on your head, so then you would make a hadama, because it has a shem adama even on a person. Maybe that's because a person is adam, milashan adama. But if it's an atzat she'eno nakov, you can't even make adama. So now, going back to, just one other parenthetical thing. So how do you know why could you bench, right? Once I'm going to make a shahakal on this bread that was grown in an atzit she'eno nakov, so maybe I should make a borei nefashos, right? After all, the Rambam, let's say, relating to arsim, and arsim says spoiled bread, you make a moldy bread, you make a shahakal, right? The Rambam says if you make a shahakal, then you make a borei nefashos. So maybe if I make a shahakal on delicious bread that's grown in an atzit she'eno nakov, I should also make a borei nefashos. So the post can say, well, I'll bring you a raya that it's shayach to make a birkas hamazon, even though you don't make hamotzi. What's the raya? Man. Did they say hamotzi lechem in haaretz for man? They couldn't, right? It's not lechem in haaretz. Some say they made hamotzi lechem in hashamayim. Some say they didn't make a bracha at all. There's a whole pilpul of bracha, but they certainly didn't say hamotzi lechem in haaretz. But how do I know they benched on man? Because it says Moshe tikein the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon, right? When the man fell, Moshe was misaki in the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon. So you see, they said Birkas Hamazon on man, they didn't say Motzi on man. So this is good for the Chayadam. The Chayadam will say, yeah. So you say, you have wheat ground in a flour pot that has no holes in it. You make a shahakol and Birkas Hamazon. Okay, that's Chayadam Shita. Now let's go back. Now, not everybody agrees to this Chayadam. The Rashash, Ibsachim, Anlamed, Vav on the base disagrees for among others. But going back to the Shaila of hydroponics. So according to Chayadam, L'chart Pashut, you can't make a hamotzi on hydroponically grown wheat. And L'chart, you can't even make a hadam on hydroponically grown vegetables. Because if you can't even make a hadama when it's grown in dirt, in an Atzachenu Nakov, Kavachomer, they're here, there's not even dirt, right? But not everybody agrees to the Chai Adam on this point. The Halach Lamais, in terms of hydroponics, it's a big discussion in the Poskim. Rav Osner, in Shuvos, Shevet Alevi, Chelak Aleph, Reish Hay, and Rav Sternbach, Shuvos Van Hagos, Chelak Beis, Kuf Mem Tes, say that you do make Adam on hydroponically grown vegetables. They basically hold that all vegetables have the same bracha. It's inconceivable. They have the same potato, the same tomato, the same piece of lettuce. And if it's grown in the ground, it's hadama, and it's grown in hydroponically, it's shahakol. No, lettuce requires hadama. Yes, if something was only grown, like mushrooms, not from the hadama, right? So then you wouldn't make hadama, you'd make a shahakol. So mushrooms are shahakol. But the min of lettuce is ton hadama, and therefore all lettuce is ton hadama, even if it's not grown in the adama. That's l'chore there, shita. Rav Avya disagrees. This is, among other things, in Chav Adas. Chelek Vav Simen Yud Beis. And he says, no, he thinks you should make a shahakol. First of all, certainly, quotes Chayadam, if you like the Chayadam, it's Pashat, it's going to be shahakol. But even if you reject the Chayadam, like we said, the Rashash, so he says, look, the Chazon Ish and other poskim said that on Shemitah you could grow vegetables hydroponically. So therefore, Hadama, Bori Piyadama shouldn't be correct. And it's more dome to mushrooms, which are shahakol. And he says, look at the man. They didn't say hamotzi on the man. Okay. So interesting rayos, at least the Misad Safik, he's noted that there are tsaros to say it's Adama, like the Shevet Alevi, quotes the Shevet Alevi, but he thinks that at least Mide Safik lo nafka, and therefore you should make a shahakol. He's not sure if you go as far as the Chai Adam, but hydroponically, like we said, even if you reject the Chai Adam, this is worse, because here there's not even offer at all. Okay. The question comes up in our simin, the relationship between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and brachos. Do we compare them? So the Gemara Lamed Vav on the base says like this. It sounds like we do equate brachos and Yom Kippur. How so? So the Gemara says like this. Pilpili. Peppercorns. Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol. Rav Amar Lo Klum. Vaz de Rava Latime. Dama Rava. Kas Pilpili Biyomati Kippure Pater. Kas Anvil Biyomati Kippure Pater. So the Gemara says that just like Rava says, if you eat peppercorns on Yom Kippur, you're Pater. So too, if you there's no bracha on peppercorns, which is how we paskin for dried peppercorns. Now, if you look at the Gemara Memon Mid Beis, the Gemara says that on vinegar, we paskin like the Chachamim that you make a shahakol. Now, why is that a problem? Because the halacha, the Gemara in Yoma, Pei Aleph on the base, says that if you drink vinegar on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So here we have a stira, basically. When it comes to pepper, the Gemara says we equate brachos and Yom Kippur. Whereas when it comes to... when it comes to vinegar, we distinguish between brachos and Yom Kippur. So that's the stira. So we're going to consider the approach of three Rishonim over here. We talked about this a little bit when we did the daf, but I think it's kedai to go back to it. And this is discussed also over here in the Beis Yosef. So we'll start with the Rosh. That's the easiest. The Rosh in Simen Chav Gimel asks this stira, and he also asks, why is chometz different than shemen? We know that on shemen you don't make any bracha because it's mazik. So why would you make a shahakal on chometz, like the Gemara says? So the Gemara answers, so the Rosh answers, that the only time you make a bracha on chometz is if you dilute it. You're mosaic it, you add some water, or you're choshesh b'shina, you have a toothache, and you mix in some broth and drink it l'refuah. In those cases, you'd make a shahakal. But if you drink straight vinegar, it would be no bracha. So according to the Rosh, it's very simple. We equate brachos to Yom Kippur by pepper and by vinegar. In both cases, if you drink plain vinegar on Yom Kippur, you're potter. And if you drink plain vinegar, you don't make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Dalet, Sif Aleph, and the Magen Avraham, Sif Kav Yud Beis, Paskim like the Rosh. However, there are other shitos. The Rambam in Brachos Cheskes writes that on chometz you make a shahakol. He doesn't mention any of these conditions. He doesn't say it's only if you dilute it, like the Rosh says. It sounds like you always make a shahakol. Now, it could be l'shitaso, because remember, the Rosh sort of thought that plain vinegar would be like oil, and the Rambam shita was that by oil you actually do make a shahakol, unlike most of the other Rishonim. But the problem for the Rambam is going to be, what about Yom Kippur? In other words, doesn't the Gemara by pepper imply that we equate Yom Kippur and brachos? Now, what does the Rambam say about vinegar on Yom Kippur? So if we look at the Rambam by Yom Kippur, he writes that you're potter on Yom Kippur if you drink vinegar, because it's anorai l'achila. So the kasha is, how could you make a bracha on Yom Kippur? Why is it not like Yom Kippur? No, conceivably. We'll answer this a little better in a minute. Maybe we'll just say that the Gemara in Lamed Vav Beis is saying that if you don't make a bracha, then you're not going to be chayv on Yom Kippur. Doesn't mean that if you're not chayv on Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha. Maybe. But b'kitzur, the Rambam clearly holds we don't equate brachos and Yom Kippur. And therefore you make a shakal and vinegar, even on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Now, what's the difference between vinegar and pepper, right? Why is it that pepper, we say you're potter on Yom Kippur, potter from bracha. Vinegar, you're potter on Yom Kippur, you're chayv on a bracha. So the Rambam is actually a little bit of shitasa over here, because when we look at the Rambam, Ches Zayin and Ches Ches, he doesn't say that the reason why you're potter from pepper is because it's inedible. He says the reason why you're potter from pepper is because it's tavlin ve'eino ochel. It's tavlin. Tavlin, you don't make a bracha. We referred to that just before. So that's the reason why bracha is different. That's why bracha, that's the difference between chometz and pilpulin. Pilpulin is ochel. So you make a bracha if you drink pepper, if you drink vinegar. Pilpulin is tavlin. So the kids of the Rambam, take it 1 second, let me just finish the sentence. So the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. He says that you always make a shahakol on chometz. He thinks that the reason why pilpulin don't get a bracha is because it's tavlin. And it's insufficient to just say that it's inedible, right? He has to add the svara that it's tavlin. In other words, we're only misak in brachos on ochel, not on tavlin. So if it's ochel, you get a bracha. Mashen ken chometz. Even though you don't, it's not really edible, but still, since it's ochel, and you decide to drink this ochel as ochel, you would make a bracha. You're drinking it as ochel. So you make a bracha on ochel, you don't make a bracha on tavlin. And going back to what we said before about spoiled food, this is a similar thing. In other words, spoiled food, so you do make a bracha. Why? Because it still retains the shem ochel. Okay. Yes.
How does this work with the Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph, how they each read the Gemara? Because seemingly at the end of the Gemara over there, was it Rebbe who came along And he said, I didn't tell you could drink it. You know, I didn't tell you it was much.
So that's a good question. Which opinion does the Rambam pass on? In other words, in the end of the day, the Rambam is not machalik, right? So which view is he like? Let's just quickly read the Gemara there since you brought it up. The Gemara says, Shasat Seer Omorias Pater, Hachomets Chayev. Mastisin Mani, Rabbi, Tatani Rabbi Omer, Chomets Meshav Sanefesh. Darash Rav Gidol Bar Menashe Mi Beiri Dinarash, Ein Halacha Kirabi. Lashana Nafki Kule Alma. Mazgu Vishasuchala. Hivei. Shama Rav Gidol V'ikpid Amar. Emar de Amre Yana Diavad. Chatchila mi Amre. Emar de Amre Yana Porta. A little bit of vinegar. Tuva mi Amar. A lot of vinegar. Did I say that? Emar de Amre Yana Chai. Undiluted. Mazug mi Amre. That's what the Gemara says. So as we'll see in a moment, that's why the Rush says, as we said before, that vinegar that's diluted, you do make a bracha because you'll be chayv on Yom Kippur. Vinegar that's undiluted, you don't make a bracha because you're patur on Yom Kippur. The Rush wasn't machalik between a lot and a little. We'll see that in a moment with Rabbi Yonah. But the Rambam Lamaisa writes in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, Achal ochlen shenen ruyen l'maychal adam, O shasa mashken shenen ruyen l'shtiyah, Kigon Sir Omorius Vichomates Chai. Afilu Achal Vishasa Mehan Harbe, Hareze Pater, Minakares, Avomakano Somakas Martus. So the Rambam sounds like anytime you have Chomates Chai, you're Pater, even if you drink a lot. There's no chiluk. So the Farshim wonder about this, because what happened to the distinction that the Gemara said, right? So the Mefarshim give different explanations of how the Rambam is going to read the Gemara. If you take a look, the Beis Yosef, the Tur, the Lacha Mishnah, all note this issue, but the Beis Yosef has a hard time. He says maybe when the Gemara says that Shasame and Harbe, it's not going on Seer. It's only going on Seer and Morias, not on Chomates, whatever it is. Now we're not learning Yuma, so we don't have to go into all the details. One way or the other, though, the Rambam thinks that however he reads the Gemara and Yoma, maybe he thinks that the different answers, we only hold of one of them, right? We don't hold of the other distinctions. In the end of the day, on all vinegar that's undiluted, your pater on Yom Kippur. Yet, your chayv in a bracha. That's the pashtus in the Rambam. Good? So now, let's go to the third mahalich, and that is Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah sort of has a middle view between the Rambam and the Rush. He asked the kasha, this is on Chaf Chesem and Beis, B'dap Arif. It's Kedai if you have it open to try to look. Vim Tamar, Hayach Mevarach Alachomates Klal, Bahala Barachila Hu. How could you make a bracha? How could the Gemara say you make a shakal on vinegar? It's inedible, like the Gemara says on Yoma, that you're not in violation on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara by Pilpulin says we equate Yom Kippur and brachos. He's basically asking the Kasha the Rush. V'yesh l'tarts the Gavi Chomates, Af al pi shupater kashir avias him and kind of lunch him shas manu harbe chayev mepnei shenanim menu b'shtia meruba l'nian bracha nami lo yatsa mitaris oichel ulfiach varchalav, that since if you drank a lot you would be chayev on Yom Kippur, so you see that it's lo yatsa mitaris oichel and in melo you make a bracha kamen shenane miu mira. Let's say you drink a revius of vinegar. You don't make a bracha achrona. Make shako, but no bracha achrona. Why? Came and say, ain't no chashashtiya be a monkey born. You'd be pater Yom Kippur for a revius. If you drank more, you drank a gallon of vinegar and your violation of Yom Kippur, you make a bracha achrona, you make a bari nefashos. But if you had a revius, you make a shakal, but no bari nefashos. Ad kan Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah is disagreeing with the Rush, right? Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you have a situation where if you did this on Yom Kippur, you would be potter, but you still make a bracha. In that sense, he's like the Rambam. But he's also not like the Rambam. Because the Rambam thinks that fundamentally brachos and Yom Kippur are different shailas, right? He agrees that we consider the din of Yom Kippur Lugabi Brachos, but still you make a shahakol on any amount of vinegar, even if it's undiluted. So the question is, what's going on? First glance, it sounds like you do get hanah from a kol shehu of vinegar, right? Because he says, mipnei shehu lihanah b'lo bracha, that's when you make a bracha. But that can't be what he means, because then you would be chayv on Yom Kippur, right? And moreover, why it at least shouldn't be any different than a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur. So therefore, I think what the Rush means is that there's a difference between chometz and other drinks. Chometz, you're not nana at all from a little bit. So therefore, you're not chayv on Yom Kippur. When you drink a lot, there's hana. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, if you drink a lot, you're chayv. You have a little bit, you're not chayv. Masha'en kein brachos. So what's the din by brachos? Could be that Rabbeinu Yonah holds something very similar to the Kesef Mishnah. Again, what is this svara that Rabbeinu Yonah says? He says, the reason why you make a bracha on vinegar is because it's lo yatsam mitoras ochel, right? Lo yatsam mitoras ochel. And therefore we make a bracha. Aye, but you weren't nene if you just have a little bit. So maybe it's and don't tell me it's like the Rambam, because he also says explicitly on Chafem Beis that we equate brachos in Yom Kippur. He writes by Pilpul and Kevan Delinian Yom Kippur Meinu Chashav Maichol Linian Bracha Nami Enu Chashav Maichol. Now there's nothing not this Rambam Scar of Tavlin, right? It's Enu Chashav Maichol. So the pshat is maybe like the Kesef Mishnah. What did the Kesef Mishnah hold? Remember, the Kesef Mishnah asked the Shaila, why is it that we make a bracha rishon on a kol shehu, but only a bracha achron on a shir? So some rishonim, like Tosos, answer very simple, because bracha rishon on the mechayev is hana, you got a hana on a kol shehu, but bracha achron, you need a shir, you need sviya, something like sviya. But the Kesef Mishnah says, no, the reason is really bracha rishon and bracha achron are the same. But you make a bracha rishona on a kol shehu because maybe you'll have more. So the same thing over here. Since vinegar has shem ochel, so you have a little bit, you make a bracha rishona. Why? Because you might have more. So anything that if you'd have more, it would require bracha. Even if you have a little bit, you require bracha. It's ochel. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah holds. But to be chayv in Yom Kippur, as long as you don't have a shir, then you're not chayv. And not only that, but it's not even like a chatzi shir because it's a zero, right? Normally a chatzi shir is 0.5, 0.3. This is zero. Until you get to the shir, you have zero hana. It's not like you had a little bit. So maybe that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. So b'kitzur nimratz, what do we have? We have three shitos. According to the Rosh, since you're not nana from shtia, you don't make a bracha, you're not chayv in Yom Kippur. Maybe the Rosh is l'shitaso, that the reason why the p'tur of pilpul in Yom Kippur is because it's not derech achila. It doesn't say because it's not ochal, like the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah say. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you were to be not nene from chometz at all, ever, you wouldn't make a bracha. But since you're nene when you have a lot, so then you make a bracha, it's food. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, if you have a lot, you're over. And therefore, you make a bracha even on kol shehu. And we said maybe the pshat is based off the Kesef Mishnah. According to Rambam, even if you drink a lot on Yom Kippur, you're not over on Yom Kippur, it seems, as long as it's undiluted. But you do make a bracha. Why? Because that's the Rambam Shita. If it's not Tavlin, it requires a bracha. There is another Mahalach in Rishonim, though the Beis Yosef doesn't quote this down, it's in the Eshkol. He says that the pshat is that the reason why you make a bracha on vinegar is because you're nana. Yom Kippur, your potter. No, because Yom Kippur is a totally different standard. Yom Kippur, it's totally in Yesuve Daita. Chometz is not Meshev, it's a nefesh. The Miri also writes this explicitly on Lamed Vav on the base. Could be that's also the Pshat in the Rambam. That's another way to explain the Rambam. Oh. Good. So, Bekitzer, on Yom Kippur, you're Pater, either because it's Eino Ochal, or because Eino Meshav Sanefesh, or because it's Eino Ochal, i.e., Tavlin. The Nafkamina is on the first one you'd make a bracha, not on the second one. Not like Rashi. Okay. So, how do we paskin? As I said before, the Shulchan Aruch Sif base paskins like the Rush. So on straight vinegar, you don't make a bracha because it's mazik. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that this is only true with very strong vinegar. It's based off the Magen Avraham. If you look at vinegar, if you ever buy vinegar, you'll see it has the percentage of acidity on it. Vinegar can come in very different, various different levels of strength. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, based on the Magen Avraham, our vinegar isn't so strong. How do you know? Pour it on the ground and you won't see it bubble. If you have the stark vinegar, pour it on the ground, you'll see it bubble. Then it doesn't get a bracha. Our vinegar, it's not so strong, so you make a shahakal. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's sort of interesting. That, by the way, comes up again in Hilchos Yerudea, since Adam is learning Yerudea. We know the halacha is that, according to some Rishonim, like the Rush, vinegar causes bleos to happen very quickly, a mil. But that might only be with super sharp vinegar, not like our vinegar, based off of the Magen Avraham. Comes up with a lot of practical Yerudea shailas, like salad dressing with a fleishig spoon or something like that. Does the bleos, how you use a fleishig spoon, pariv bowl with corn salad with vinegar in it. So based on the Magen Avraham, that our vinegar is very shvach, there are those that say that we could be making on that shaila. So again, we basically accept the view of the Rush that we equate Yom Kippur to brachos. If you remember last time, we cleared about whether we do this in all cases. Like, what about achila gasa? Yom Kippur, your pater, would he say the same thing for brachos? So he mentioned the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sifkan Chaf Ches writes that taka im nafsho katsa lav enu nene grono. Okay. What do we do? All right. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. All right. So I guess, where are you guys holding?
We just finished the... What do we do? See, Bays and Gimel, Adam?
Okay, so you're also very behind.
I think we're up to Vav area, I think.
Okay, so we're going to stop here, I guess. I hope that maybe Tuesday we'll be able to finish the Siman. It's pretty long, but a lot of the things we already discussed at various points. Very interesting discussion for you to kedai to be ma'ayin in is at the end of the siman, all these discussions of ones. That's something that we didn't really get into. Big discussions about ones, brachos on machalos asuros, and other interesting things. Brachos on refuah, we're going to come back to it. So either Tuesday or Thursday, for sure we'll finish Bezus Hashem. So keep on moving along. Okay. All right.
Thank you.